Patrick Henry's speech, listed by FEMA as a terrorist document. We have him on video saying the founding fathers, all Christians are enemies of the federal government. Welcome, Red Beckman, grandfather of the fully informed jury movement in America. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Appreciate you holding while I diatribe through Patrick Henry's.
Well, I'm sure glad I was able to listen in. That is one of the a speech that should be required reading every 4th of July for every American.
Absolutely. They're putting cameras in the bathrooms and the dressing rooms of young boys and girls in public schools. They're forcing injections. They're training them what the type of guns the mommy and daddy have. DARPA has announced a giant military control grid to watch every movement we make. Helicopters are being mounted with high-tech radar to look through our walls, Mr. Beckman.
Yeah.
What are we facing here? Why has it happened? And is this what America is really supposed to be?
Well, it's such a diabolical thing, and it's so... it is history repeating itself, and of course, I call it the power of the gullible. All of these people that are working for the government, and they're part of this, that they're the ones that are putting the cameras in. It's the peons, you might say, of the system that are doing all of these things because they've got a paycheck coming from the government. And, you know, I have said so many times that patriotism has been so poorly defined in this country. There's two forms of patriotism. There's the false patriotism, which is people who give their allegiance to government.
It's what the Russians did. Patriotism was worshiping Stalin, not standing up for freedom.
Yeah, well, and you see, a true patriot gives his allegiance to his country. And the two forms of patriotism, they can't very well comfortably coexist. They will be at each other's throats, and that's where we're at right now. The false patriots, those who work for government, they become the power, you see, of government. You know, Joseph Stalin, Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn says that about 65 million people in Russia died under the communist rule, with basically mostly with Lenin and Stalin. And you see, Lenin and Stalin, neither one of them, they didn't pull the trigger. They didn't kill all those people. It was those who worked for government, those who sold their soul for a paycheck. The gullible. The power of the gullible.
And many times, Red, they were the most likely to be killed by their own system.
Absolutely. The system, for the most part, you know, turns on itself. And it always does. It always has. And here in this country, it is so sad because, you see, we have those in this country who are... you know, complaining about the Muslims and their religious faith, and you know, they complain and they think that the Muslims are so bad, but they fail to understand that we have a theological problem with George W. Bush and John Ashcroft. These two people both claim to be Christian, and they have a theological, they're using theological error to excuse what they're doing.
Well, they're cynically, you know, the devil masquerades as an angel of light. They're just saying the words, but on the next day they're at a Jewish temple, the next day they're in a mosque,
yeah.
The next day they're at a Shinto shrine.
Right.
I mean, it's all just window dressing. It's like Ashcroft saying Patriot Act 1 and 2 don't take your rights and they don't exist. I mean, it's just bald-faced lying.
Oh, it's so sad because they're going to take, they say they've got to take our rights to protect our rights.
But the border stays wide open, Red.
Yeah, yeah.
When we get back, I want to talk about Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what America's supposed to be, the fully informed jury movement of what juries are supposed to do, one of the key votes we've got left. The federal elections are basically staged with Red Beckman on the other side. We're going to have him with us the whole next hour. And we're going to take calls as well. And I'm also going to throw news stories out at Red and get his take on it, his response on it. He's a great American. I'm Alex Jones.
Every silver.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
We're about to go back to Red Beckman in the next hour. We're going to take your calls on the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. Toll-free number to join us on air is 800-259-9231. Before we go back to Red Beckman, I do want to challenge all the listeners to get my new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement. The details, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism, gun control, forced inoculations, confirmed government-run white slavery rings, all mainstream, in your face, but they never make a big deal about it in the dominant nightly news, so the average person's never aware of it. Get Police State 3, get 911, The Road to Tyranny, detailing how they carried out September 11th, the government did, to scare us into submission, the illegitimate alien government, it's now in control of the U.S. You know, this by alien, I mean alien to what America's about, an alien financial interest. The videos are all over 2 hours long, $25.95, order three or more. They drop down to $20 a piece. You can also simply go to the websites to order them, Infowars.com or net, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. It's up to you. The globalists have to reapply their lies. Once we show people what the globalists are really doing, then they understand those lies are neutralized. So help us do this. Get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Take action today. Don't procrastinate. Red Beckman, you know, we've aired your films here, your discussions, your talks you've done, your presentations, I should say, and you start a lot of them out with the basic facts that the people are above the government in this system. They derive its legitimacy from the people, the rule of law, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. But now the public's been trained that the government is in control, but, oh, it's for your best interest. They're the caretakers. Now, the facts show that they want to create hysteria. They want to create problems. They ship the drugs in to create the crisis. They do this on 100 issues. How do we re-educate the people that they are the boss and that they're not the slaves? And how important is this point? Red.
Difficulty. It is something that getting the American people reprogrammed is very difficult as long as the people are comfortable, as long as they're getting their three square meals a day, they got their 40-hour week, they have their health insurance and all this kind of thing. It's very difficult to tell somebody that is real comfortable that the system is very, very sick, the system is breaking down, and all of that. And I have a strong indication, of course, that this is soon going to change. We're going to have somewhat of an economic meltdown. To what degree, I don't know.
And their own World Bank documents, Red, that we now have that are public, the BBC, say that they want to implode it and then totally get us under government control.
That is part of the scheme. And we have to... you know, we have to spread the word as much as and as far and wide as we can at this point in time so that the people know that there is another voice, that there is another view out here, and so that when we do have an economic meltdown or whatever, to get their attention. You see, if we have an economic meltdown when people can't make the payments on their home and their pickup and their snowmobile or their boat, can't put food on the table for their children, their hearing will become very, I mean, it'll become acute.
But the globalist will be there posing as the savior, We got to point out they're the terrorists. A lot more with Red Beckman in the second hour. Stay there, sir. We'll be right back. Everybody stay with us.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household?
Thanks.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Alex Jones back live already in the second hour of this July 3rd, 2003 live edition. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Red Beckman is a veteran, patriot, conservative, a Christian. He is a prolific writer and lecturer all over the country. He is the universally seen founder of the Fully Informed Jury Movement, where juries find out that they're supposed to judge the law and the facts, and the judge isn't the boss, and that grand juries are independent bodies, not rubber stamps for the prosecutors. We'll talk about how they've been warping the system at its core and solutions to that in the next hour. And we will take your calls. Again, we are joined by Red Beckman, my good friend, on the show. And later in this hour, early in this hour, we're going to take your calls. Red, we were just talking about how the government has trained us that they're above the people, that they're the boss, that we follow their orders, but it's for our best interest. Tyrants always say that. All the key indicators and the facts are in. Police framing people, FBI framing people, corruption, government drug dealing. It's everywhere. Due process being destroyed. Good old boy networks engaged in corruption. It's everywhere. And part of our job is those committees of correspondence, the bill of particulars, listing their crimes. But what are some of the other key things we need to do in this fight?
Well, you know, I may be just kind of shifting gears a little bit for you here, but, you know, just in the last couple of days, the Circuit Court, Federal Circuit Court in Georgia, in Atlanta, ruled that Judge Moore in Alabama, that they have to remove the Ten Commandments from the foyer in the Supreme Court building in the state of Alabama. And they're using this phony argument, the separation of church and state. And this argument that has been developed by our court is so... It is so typical of how they tamper with the law, tamper with the Bill of Rights, and change the meaning to fit the government's purposes. And we the people are so poorly informed about the Bill of Rights and what it means that we don't understand what they have done. Now, there is nothing in the Constitution that says anything about separation of church and state.
Well, there was a letter from Thomas Jefferson, and that meant keep the government out of making laws on religion, not don't keep religion out of government.
Yes, and you see, the Freedom of Religion Clause in the First Amendment. The First Amendment, you know, they taught us in the schools, the public school system, that...
That it was speech.
Well, they told us that we have free speech, that you can criticize the government. We have free press, so that the press can criticize the government without the government lashing out at the press. Now, the same thing, the same purpose, you see, was the freedom of religion. The minister was to be able to stand up in his pulpit and condemn government and public servants if they were operating outside of the law. They have changed that completely until now. It's the freedom of the Muslims, the freedom of the Buddhists, the freedom of everybody else. And you know, they're just absolutely running roughshod over the principles of the First Amendment.
Well, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Yes. Congress shall make no law. They've written hundreds of them. They're controlling the churches. Now, under faith-based initiative, they're going to pay the churches off and control them.
Yes, and, of course, the churches fell into the trap because they the government offered a carrot on a stick. They said, if you incorporate, then you can have limited liability. And they gave them the tax-exempt status, the Internal Revenue Service.
So at first it was voluntary, then they phase it in to be mandatory. Stay there, Red Beckman. It's all color of law. Let's go through the first 10 amendments to the Bill of Rights. Let's talk about what they stand for and how they've been eradicated. Our own...
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, my friends. We're talking about the Declaration of Independence, July 4th, 1776. I read Patrick Henry's, one of his famous speeches in the last hour. We're joined by the father of the Fully Informed Jury Association and movement in this country. And, Red, before we get back into the Bill of Rights and go over what the Bill of Rights really means and how it's being violated today, because people think they have their liberties and freedoms, they think the government isn't violating them because they haven't read the documents, tell us about the Fully Informed Jury Association, how important it is, the real role of juries and grand juries, and how that's been subverted and why this should be so important to people out there and how it should make folks very angry.
Well, let me start by saying that the easy way and the best way to understand the Bill of Rights is to understand the system of checks and balances that were given to us by the founders. Checks and balances, and we were taught that it was just basically the checks between the Senate and the House and the judiciary and the executive branches of government. But if we think about the Bill of Rights as being more checks, you have to have an awful lot of checks in a system to maintain freedom. So if you think of the freedom of religion in the First Amendment as a check, the church was to be free to speak out against government. The press was to speak out against government, be a check. The free speech, the freedom of assembly, all of this was so that the people could be a check against government. You go to the Second Amendment. The right to keep and bear arms was to be a check against government. You go to the third, fourth, fifth, all of the things in there that you find in particularly the fourth and fifth are checks against the government, checks that are in your hands and mine. You go to the Sixth Amendment, and you have the right to a jury trial in all criminal cases. The jury is to be a check against the Congress of the United States. They're to be a check against the judiciary. They're to be a check against the executive branch of government. That means people like John Ashcroft in the Justice Department. You go to the Seventh Amendment. In suits at the common law, if the value in controversy exceeds $20, the right to trial by jury shall be preserved. That jury is a check. When the government sues the individual, and they do it all the time, they're going after the individual in many, many different ways, and that jury was there to be a check against the government. You go on to the 8th and the 9th and the 10th, all those amendments, all 10 of them, they were put into the system so that you and I as individuals out here, we have the authority as an individual to be a check against the government.
And, Red Beckman, in the last segment we talked about what the First Amendment states. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to peaceably assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. Now, they teach it's just about the press in school or speech, but that's, as you said, the speech of the press to stand up against the criminality of government, which they were most worried about throughout history, from the lessons therein, as Patrick Henry said. You had the churches to be totally left alone, no laws by the government, no control, to speak out against the government. Now with the 501c3 and the faith-based initiative, they're turning the churches into giant rubber stamps like a patriotic church of communist China or something. We have the Second Amendment. It's all about individual rights. It's all about checks and balances. It says the right of free people.
Yeah.
You know, they need guns to defend. The Founding Fathers and the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, the speeches they gave, it was all about fighting tyranny. They said great mischief would ensue, great criminal tyranny by government if the people were disarmed. So we know the facts, but the general public doesn't because it's not taught in school. Let's talk briefly about the juries and how you noticed in the 60s that the juries were being turned into rubber stamps, creatures of the judge, these TV shows about judges on, you know, these real-life shows where it's like a tribunal, a single-judge tribunal. They're training us. The grand juries are being turned into rubber stamps. This is a key place we're able to vote, not just the ballot box, the cartridge box, the soap box, but also the jury box, the grand jury box. Go over that for us, please.
Well, the Sixth Amendment, of course, secures our is supposedly supposed to secure our right to have a jury trial in all criminal cases. In all criminal cases, it is the government that ends up being the prosecutor. And, you know, they don't tell the jury, they don't instruct the jury as to the fact that they are to be a check against government, that they are to judge the law. In all criminal cases, the first responsibility of the jury is to look at the law and determine if it is a just law. They're to look at the law and see if it is a constitutional law. They are to judge it as to whether it is constitutional. They have taught us that only the courts can determine whether a law is constitutional. That is absolutely false, and it's dangerous. We can see the danger that it has caused, the problems that it has caused. We, the people, are the writers, the originators of the Constitution. It is our responsibility to enforce that Constitution. The Constitution is a law governing government. And so we have a responsibility to see that the government lives within the law which we, the people, wrote. We, the people, wrote it, and we require every public servant to take an oath to uphold and defend that law.
And is the jury to judge the facts and the law.
Absolutely.
And that if they think the government's cheating, even if they think that person's guilty, they are to vote for them to be not guilty, because the greater tyranny of the government is more dangerous than the criminal.
Absolutely.
And now we see all these cases of frame-ups and the government framing people knowingly. The police chief in Houston just admitted they framed thousands of people. He's apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we don't care if you're guilty. They just wanted to put you in prison. It's now a private industry taking Americans' jobs, tens of millions in the system, 7.5 million in prison, up from 1.3 million. They know what they're doing. So when they tell a jury, you're to do this, you're to go look at that, you're to disregard this, you're to disregard that, that wasn't going on 150 years ago.
Absolutely not. When they prosecuted the survivors of Waco, in San Antonio, wasn't it?
Yeah, the jury found them not guilty, but the judge said, I find you guilty. And when the Supreme Court said he had to reverse it, he didn't. And then in the civil trial 3 years ago, Walter Smith said there will be no jury. We protested it. I got death threats over it. Then he said, I will impanel a secret seven-member jury, but their ruling will have no effect. I will have the verdict. Did you hear about that?
Right. And this was an act of treason by that judge.
Walter Smith.
He said the jury would only be an advisory capacity.
So he's creating new charted territory. He's just making up his tyranny.
Absolutely. If we'd had a properly functioning grand jury in the area, that grand jury should have indicted him, you see, for obstruction of justice.
Now let's talk about how juries, grand juries were set up in the Magna Carta 1214. By the way, they've announced in England they're getting rid of the Magna Carta, actually said that, reinstating double jeopardy, trying you twice for the same crime, getting rid of juries for almost every offense, including capital ones, very serious ones. Going into this, Red, what is a grand jury? What was it supposed to do? What does the Constitution, Magna Carta, say about it? Now what is it?
Well, number one, the grand jury is probably the most important check in the system of checks and balances. The grand jury was to be a check against the Congress of the United States. They were to be a check against the Supreme Court and all the lower courts. They were
a grand jury pulled Bill Clinton in from Arkansas.
Absolutely, and the grand jury's power is so tremendous, and it was proven when Bill Clinton thought he could evade
Lie.
Having going to the grand jury, but he had to appear, or he had to answer questions by the grand jury, because he was not above the law. And the grand jury, their subpoena power is just almost totally unlimited. But it is not doing us any good because the people sitting on the grand jury don't know their power. And the government is determined that they don't ever learn about their power.
Now, you've studied the history. You're the world expert on this. How did they co-opt it? How did the process take place? Didn't it really get bad with the western states that were really just territories that could get away with a puppet thug judge? I mean, how did this develop?
You see, we had the robber barons back there in the late 1800s and the early 1900s. They had so much money, of course, the Carnegies and the Jay Goulds and the Morgans and such, and they literally owned the U.S. Supreme Court, and they owned the U.S. Senate. And the way they did it is they brought in a lot of these western states, like my state of Montana. They brought it into the Union as a state in 1889, and it was not ready to become a state. And the robber barons, for the most part, they were able to own the U.S. senators from the West. And, of course, this is how they got the 16th Amendment in 1913. This is how they got the Federal Reserve Bank system. This is how
which wasn't ratified by those states. The governors and senators would just sign off and say it was.
Absolutely.
Now
and,
proven fact.
They did it all because the states out here in the West, the low population states, were not equipped and they were not ready to become states, and they were able to, the super rich were able to own the U.S. Senate. They didn't care about the House because the Senate could keep anything that the House did, keep it from becoming law.
Stay there. We'll talk more about juries and grand juries and what a grand jury can really do, how it's now a rubber stamp of the prosecutor, and we'll take calls as well. Stay with us.
Black. Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archive.
All right, folks, Alex Jones back live. The websites are prisonplanet.com and Infowars.com, freshly updated, full of vital information. The crimes of this illegitimate government, the global crime syndicate laid out daily for you, admitted crimes en masse. Now, Red Beckman, a perfect thing for a grand jury to do would be to counter this. It's just one of many corruption stories I've covered several times last week. This is out of the Houston Chronicle, Tuesday, June 24, 2003. Chief. That's the headline. Chief, Texas Justice Unfair Urges Crime Lab Court Inquiry. Criminal defendants in Texas are at the mercy of prosecutors in an unfair system that emphasizes winning rather than justice, Houston Police Chief C.O. Bradford said Monday. Now, he's gotten caught doing this, is trying to spin all of it now. Trial by ambush, that is Texas criminal justice problem, the chief said in a two-hour meeting with Houston Chronicle editorial board. Also said he believes that there is sufficient probable cause for Harris County judges to convene a court of inquiry to publicly and independently investigate the entire police department crime lab, not just the troubled DNA portion. Over 2,000 people have been framed by the crime lab. So they just totally make up evidence, frame people. They don't care. It's what they do. They caught Tulia, Texas, a few weeks ago, grabbing 46 people, no criminal records, no drugs, no paraphernalia found. They got 20 to 90 years apiece. They caught the FBI running hitmen, informants, and drugs from L.A. to Boston, nationwide. That's mainstream news. $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon budget. $1.2 trillion, folks, over the last 8 years. No investigation. Enron, all this. Well, they call for a court of inquiry. They call it independent. That's like Reno investigating Waco and calling it independent, or Henry Kissinger running the 911 commission and calling it independent. It's like having Joseph Mengele or Heinrich Himmler investigate Hitler. Why not have a grand jury? Why not have them see the evidence and indict all these people? Red, why is it this happening? Instead, they invent a court of inquiry with these kangaroo judges. Go ahead.
It's just, it is so bad and it's so corrupt. And the people out here are still so gullible. They will take and they'll let this go, you know, instead of getting themselves informed about that what that court of inquiry. I think your state has provisions in the law for a court of inquiry, which is about 27 or 28 people. Your state does have some very good grand jury.
Yeah, but
law.
They're good. But I'm, this isn't a grand jury though. This is a thing with state judges. So why not have this? Why not have the county grand jury indict them?
Well, the county grand jury has the authority to initiate. They have the authority to initiate the investigation. But if they don't know, if they're not told, if they're not informed, they don't ever do that. You see, Waco, we would never have had the atrocity of Waco if your local county grand juries had been functioning properly.
They would have said, hey, you can pick Vernon Howell or David Koresh up every day when he drives into town. Why have a 100-man assault team trained by Green Berets at Fort Hood assaulted?
Yeah, if your grand juries had been functioning properly when those ATF people went out there on Sunday, if the grand juries, local county grand juries, had been functioning properly on Monday morning, they would have met. And there wouldn't have been the great atrocities, burning little children to protect them from the government or from Koresh or whatever. There wouldn't have been that because the grand jury would have stopped it all right in its tracks.
And all this on an unpaid $250 fee for a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and
so how do they control the grand juries? Just they call them in and say, here's your boss, the prosecutor, follow his orders?
Right, and the people are so misinformed. It's the power of the gullible.
Now we're about to break and come back and talk to Spencer and Kathy and others. Go straight to your calls, folks. But in my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Red, I've got to get you a copy of this. I have the local newscast where they say, in Austin, in Travis County, you're now guilty until proven innocent, and they admit in the newscast, and we've covered this years ago, if you're arrested for parking tickets, anything, they walk in and say, you can call your lawyer or leave as soon as you sign this, and it waives your rights, you sign on that you're guilty, and you agree to take all these classes. I mean, it's getting, it's about people being ignorant. They just set the parameters, and you just accept that, oh, authority's always good and wouldn't mistreat me. Are you aware of this personal recognizance bond now turning into a confession sheet where you've agreed it to probation?
Yep.
I mean, you're arrested for not wearing a seatbelt. They got crimes of abuse, drug abuse, driving while drunk, robbery on their red. Had you heard about this?
Yeah, and we've got the same kind of thing right up here in Montana. It's not just in Texas. It's happening all over the country.
So now it's getting crazier and crazier. And then they get on the news and say, in Travis County, you're now guilty until proven innocent. That's an exact quote. This is the new way. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Remember,
he's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Now, in the first hour, I read a Reuters report that's on Infowars.com. School sued over hidden cameras in the boys and girls dressing room. Age 10 to 14, turns out the school principal was downloading images of it at night, storing it for himself. Hidden cameras put in by the government in their dressing rooms. I mean, that's 1984. And earlier, we just mentioned how right here in Austin, they announced that if you're arrested for any reason, we learned of this 5 years ago when Mike Hansen got arrested for refusing to have his car searched without a warrant, and they take him to jail, and they go, we won't let you leave until you sign this, and he reads it, and it says you're guilty of drugs, violence, driving while drunk, robbery. Sign this, affirm justification, take like $5,000 worth of classes. It actually said this. And Mike finally gets a phone call and goes, they're telling me I can't leave till I sign this. And I go, Mike, that's ridiculous. They don't do that. That's Russia. I walk up to the front desk, you know, the bulletproof glass, the people behind it. And I go, can I have the document you ask people to sign when they leave? She goes, oh, yeah, here it is. That, you know, in Russia, they hid down in pits under, you know, police stations and did this in dungeons. Now it's just out in the open on the news. And a couple years later, they have a CBS show. Oh, you're now guilty until proven innocent. It's for your security. Yes, you'll have to take thousands of dollars of classes, and you'll have it on your record, but for any arrest. But, you know, this is all part of it. And they just list all the crimes you've committed. It's a standard form. And I'm not kidding, people. Red, we're about to go to calls, but how did it get this insane?
Just real simple. You know, I... In that little book of mine, Walls in Our Minds, I asked the question, who's the most dangerous, the liar or the believer? We have a nation of believers that have believed all of the lies that they are told by their politicians, by their local police and their school teachers and the news media and all the rest. Never check things out. Never read the Constitution. Never read the Bill of Rights. Never read the information. Never read the speeches by Patrick Henry.
Here's another example. We've all heard of the hundreds of stories, and it's always in the back of the paper. 80-year-old lady pulled over, $5,000 in her purse because she doesn't trust banks. Cops take it and say it's up to you to prove it's not drugs. No arrest, no jury, no indictment, no grand jury, no nothing. You can spend $30,000 to get $5,000 by.
Yeah.
I mean, some of these ticket counter people at the airports are making $100,000 a year off of the 10% payoff they get from the federal marshals. They're making $30,000 a year as a ticket clerk. You walk up, you're paying cash, got a big wad of money, you're going to, one guy, you know, going to buy shrubs, have the receipts for the last year's purchase, no criminal record. They arrest him, take everything he's got. No drugs are found. They're taking ranches and farms. They don't have to plant the drugs anymore. There's no indictment, no nothing. And then Patriot Act 1, Red, you know, I've written a analysis of that. I've written an analysis of the second Patriot Act. It gives total immunity to government, no more warrants. It's for all crimes, all investigations, including misdemeanors, Section 802 of the first one, secret arrest, secret execution. They're building a death camp, an execution center, according to Reuters and the Washington Post, to camp X-ray four citizens. I mean, that's not freedom, is it, Red?
No,
secretly disappearing and no one knows where you went?
Right. Well, it's worse than Russia. It's worse than Russia. It's worse than the communists in Russia ever had, because this here, you know, is high tech. Everything they're doing is high tech, and
so they built the prison
crude compared to what they're trying to do here.
That's it. They built the giant control grid. DARPA admits it. Army control, the cameras, everything to track and trace you. For military control of the U.S., they've said they're getting rid of Posit Comitatus. It's public. They've got the gun to our head. They just haven't fully pulled the trigger.
Absolutely. And
they're telling us the terrorists are coming. The terrorists are going to get you. We're going to do this to you to keep you safe. Accept it. Accept it.
Yeah, this war on terrorism is so hypocritical because the Internal Revenue Service has been the worst terrorist organization on the face of the earth. And
yeah, they call you before special judges that are paid by the IRS. There's no juries. I mean, how did that happen in America?
Oh, yes. It happened because of the gullible. The power of the gullible.
How do they grab your bank account without you being indicted and going before a jury and the IRS showing you the law?
Yeah. Well, the IRS has gotten away with it for years. Guilty until proven innocent.
What about Dixon Cannon from Aeroplastics?
I know Dick very well.
Tell us about that and we'll go to these calls.
Well, Dick, of course, put his picture, had his picture and his story in that Bob Schultz We the People thing in USA Today.
Full-page ads in USA Today.
And he put himself and his business, his life, he put it all on the line. And he was a check. He was acting as a check against a criminal government. And, boy, they've come down on him, and they've come down on everybody that's been involved in that. And It's so diabolical. It is absolutely tyranny at its worst.
And all they did was print the U.S. code showing the Federal Reserve as a private collection agency for the private Federal Reserve.
Yes. And the fact that the IRS, that the 16th Amendment had never been ratified.
And you traveled with Bill Benson to the original 48 at the time and found out that many states hadn't even ratified it in their own official records. But again, there's the illusion.
Yep. I'm the co-author of the book, the Volume 1 of The Law That Never Was, because we started that process of collecting that information right here in the state of Montana in June of 1980. That's over 20 years ago, 23 years ago. We started that project of investigating the ratification of the 16th and the 17th Amendment, both of them. And, when I wrote my book, Born Again Republic, in the fall of 1980, that'll be 23 years ago now, I knew at that point in time we had the documentation to prove that the 16th Amendment was a fraud.
Now, for those who don't know, that gave us the income tax, along with the 1913 Federal Reserve Act, but also the 17th Amendment took the senators from the states who were appointed by your legislatures that made them creatures of the state, were taken to the federal government.
Yes, the states lost what little was left of their states' rights and their state sovereignty. They lost it. And, of course, you see, it was the 14th Amendment, which is also phony, and the 17th Amendment. Those are the two amendments that basically changed our form of government.
And the 14th Amendment no longer makes us free human beings. It makes us trustees, wards of the state who have privileges.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Let's take some calls for those that have been patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And, Red, I really appreciate you joining us. Stay right there. Spencer in Ohio, you're on the air with Red Beckman. Go ahead.
God bless you, Mr. Beckman. Article 1, Section 9 states, no ex post facto law shall be passed. We're losing our grand juries because of the actions of Bill Clinton, and he signed in the International World Court in December of 2000. Is that not communist goal number 45?
Well, let me stop you right there, okay, because the bankers created the communists as a consolidation arm and a murder arm, but at the same time, what we have here going on is that it's always an expansion of already existing corruption. The New World Order isn't coming. It's been here. It's what increment will we see? And, yes, the Supreme Court has said they will follow the orders of the International Criminal Court. Ginsburg and others have said it. Read any comments to that?
Well, they're showing their true colors. They're so blatant about it. They're so sure of themselves that the American people are not going to react. They're so sure of themselves that they can go public and there's no reaction on the part of the people out here. And this just gives them more, energy and such to go on with their program. I first wrote about the New World Order in 1984 in one of my books. And people at that time, they said, where in the world do you get this New World Order thing? Well, it's there, and it's very, very visible today.
In July 7th of 2001, UNIDIR, the United Nations Disarmament Body, met in New York, and they said on their website, on TV, I read it here many times on air from the UN website, they said civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They're meeting for their bi-yearly meeting next week, again in New York, calling for a ban on all guns in the U.S. and worldwide in the hands of the people. Read by the definition, what is a power monopoly of the state?
That, of course, is just exactly the opposite of what the founders gave us 220-some years ago.
Well, that is the definition of a dictatorship.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it is just the opposite, absolute opposite of what we were supposed to have. We were supposed to be, we the people were to be sovereign over the government, and today the government is sovereign over us.
But it's all for our best interest. Let's thanks, Spencer. Kathy in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Yes. I hope this pertains to your discussion today, but I would like to ask Mr. Beckman about a situation that is going on here in our county in Michigan. And that is the American Farmland Trust is in here trying to convince the farmers to sell their development right. That's like selling a freedom to them, which I think is just a horrendous thing. Does Mr. Beckman know anything about the American Farmland Trust?
Well, yes, and we have the same problem in the state of Montana. It's all over the country, and it's so diabolical, and people are, and of course, the way the tax laws are, and the way the agriculture, the pricing of the farmers' products and such, they're breaking the farmer. They're breaking the agriculturist in this country. And they're putting them into a desperate situation where they do, I don't know how many different outfits there are that are selling these conservation, or they're buying these conservation easements. And it's really, really bad news.
What's going on here is forever. It's, you know,
well, those conservation easements, yes. Those conservation easements are forever.
I've sat at these meetings and I have heard them say that the farmers are hurting and this is a good time to push this.
Well, look, ma'am, I've been to Smart Growth conferences and the federal government, Republican and Democrat, are funding it. They squeeze you out. They say you can't build or use your land. Then they say we'll pay you pennies on the dollar for it, or they'll buy your land outright. And here in Austin, they grabbed 15,000 acres, said you couldn't build on it, grabbed it, said it would be a park. Now they're selling it for major corporations to build on. The Supreme Court ruled 2 years ago they can take land without just compensation. Of course, that's totally criminal. You know, they can say that black people are slaves again. That doesn't make it a righteous law or right. We still have the right to resist it. And what they do is, I mean, it's like UNESCO that Bush just signed on to, the big UN body. I read their document last week on air where they said, quote, the family's a disease, must be eradicated. Our goal is to break up the family. So it's all out in the open what they're doing, and it's horrible. It's feudalism. It's serfdom. They want us in compact cities dependent on them. Any comments, Red?
Well, it's just blatant, and the American people sleep on.
This is what Catherine Bretti, the UN World Food Program Executive Director, said in 1997. Food is power. We use it to change behavior. Some may call that bribery. We do not apologize, Red.
Yes, I remember that.
So how do you start to educate these farmers that are desperate, that they're convinced this is a good thing? You know, they've got their head stuck in the sand, a lot of them. I mean, don't they realize it's selling a freedom?
They just don't understand what freedom is. They've been told all their lives that they're free, and they believed it. That's, you know, I keep repeating that phrase or that question, who's the most dangerous, the liar or the believer? The believer, if he believes a lie... And if you've got a liar, and if he's got a million believers, he's dangerous. The liar is.
Well, that's it. And they've got this mass of stampeding lemmings who aren't evil people but are totally ignorant. They buy the lies of the tyrant.
Yes.
And they fake the tyrant as he abuses and destroys them.
Yes.
I mean, Red, I've got a stack of articles every day now where they're admitting thousands of dangerous chemical and biological tests over our cities. It came out, confirmed, admitted, U.S. government document that Roosevelt left 7,000 women and children and men, civilians in the Philippines, and said if they're captured, it'll be good war propaganda. And most of them were killed. More were killed out of that 7,000 that died at Pearl Harbor, of the 2,800. So here they are admittedly killing thousands of women and children, leaving them to die, saying it's a good thing as a good war propaganda, and people say, oh, we can trust the government. They wouldn't carry out 911. I mean, people don't think of all the crimes this government's committed. They go, well, that's the government. It's an illegitimate government. It's an alien government. Alien to our way of life. Kathy, anything else?
No, I guess that's it. I need to gather more information on this.
Tell people to study history and the horrible things governments have done in every case, and then why do they think it's different today? Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
David in Delaware, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is this Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, this is Dave from Delaware.
Welcome.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay.
Okay, I got something here that might be very important to you, pertaining to the bank. 2 years ago, roughly, the bank that I dealt with was taken, wanting to take my check and give me image copies instead, and I told them no, and I stood up to them, and now they're giving me the checks back, canceled checks. Now, I've been stamping on checks also where it mentions I have not accepted any lawful money, which it goes through a court case and so forth. And three different government checks that I get, which is from the U.S. Treasury. Now, they're saying at the bank they can't get, they will not cash my checks no more that's because of the tracing.
Well, the banks are trying to make everybody take automatic transfers, and so are corporations.
That's right.
Getting rid of even the physical fiat currency. Red, why is that important?
That's right.
Well, it's more control. If they can control the money, they want a cashless society. Control, if they can control the money, they've got control. That's about the final straw in this whole system of...
By the way, Red, I have the official DARPA document and the Associated Press. The Army has now said the face scanning cameras that are everywhere scan our faces, the cashless society, the biometrics. They admit it is about a military control grid for the U.S.
Yes.
This is admitted, people.
I was in Colorado just a few weeks ago, and they said they've already got one of those cameras on one of the main highways.
Oh, they're
there.
Everywhere. Look, the camera just hooks into a software system.
Mm-hmm. And they can identify a person by just a picture of him in his car, his face.
And that goes off, and where'd they get the original image? The digital photo when you got the driver's license along with a thumb scan, and now grocery stores are putting it in and saying you've got to use it.
Are you a...
The carnival barkers that run the government and the media, who live off of our production, have convinced us that they're there to take care of us. Well, I assure you they're not if you just investigate it in a cursory fashion. They're total criminals. They're sadistic psychopaths. That's why they're in control, because they are ruthless criminals. And they're feeding on you because you are a mindless jellyfish who has just accepted all these lies. And you need to stop being amused. You need to wake up to what's happening. You need to wake up to world history. Red Beckman, you have been with us for the last hour and 20 minutes. I'd like to hold you over the next hour and talk about some of your books and videotapes and take more calls, but if you can do that. But right now, let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Hank in Florida, thanks for calling, sir. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi. I just got a couple of things. I've got some of your tapes and a few others around, and I got some from the militia in Montana. And now my telephone has been tapped.
Right. Oh, really? How do you know that? You don't know when the Echelon system's tapping your phone.
Beg pardon?
It would have to be a local phone. The tapping systems for the last 20 years, you don't hear them, sir.
Also,
if they had 5 million government personnel, they couldn't watch all of us. All this announcement of Echelon and total information is an intimidation chilling effect system. Any comments to that, Red Beckman?
Well, you're right on target with that. It's intimidation, keep people fearful.
Yeah. I mean, if you're hearing stuff on your phone, it's because they want you to,
uh-huh.
Or it's because water's in the lines.
No, I know somebody's on there.
Oh, really? How do you know?
I was in a call-in situation like I am now, and I heard the little click and somebody breathing.
A lot of times, just so you know, I work in radio, sir, a lot of times they hit two buttons or the host fumbles or the phone line systems. Believe me, sir,
uh-huh.
Believe me. I'm a big fish in this movement. I'm fighting the New World Order hard.
Well,
okay, it takes a long time for them to surveil you, to know who you are, to do anything. We outnumber them thousands to one, and most police and military I talk to are waking up and joining us. Red, isn't it really an illusion that they've got the power?
It is. It is an illusion, and of course, they continue. You see, they continue the illusion. This is why I said that if we have an economic meltdown, it's going to be quite a switch, I suspicion, in the thinking of the American people. They're suddenly going to wake up and they're going to say, hey, there's a guy by the name of Alex Jones down there in Texas, and he's been telling us about a lot of this, and we should have listened. And they're going to be, their hearing is going to become very acute.
Hank, we've planted billions of seeds, millions have sprouted. But tyranny is the water and sunlight that makes it sprout. What Red is saying is a lot of people have heard the message. They don't take it serious until they get abused in the exact fashion we've described. And when they find out it's tyranny, then they will become the greatest allies of liberty. Is that what you're saying, Red?
Yes, and they're the ones that are going to, it's like I've always said, the fellow that gets mad last is the one that's the most dangerous.
And Hank, I understand your concern, but look, most people who think they're being surveilled are not being surveilled.
Yeah.
I have been under surveillance on and off again when I'm working on key stories, but it's very rare for myself, and I'm on radio stations all over the country, write books, make films.
Yeah.
It's an illusion, sir. Now, NSA may have over 50,000 employees. We think it's less. Only a few thousand of those are actual analysts listening to this information, and a lot of them have come to our side by checking it out. They're not all evil. So you need to understand, imagine a few thousand people trying to listen to billions of phone calls, emails, and faxes.
Yeah,
you're not being surveilled. All of us have had an Echelon computer randomly listen to our phone line. But that's a computer listening for keywords.
Well, this...
Say what, we got a break.
But I have another item.
I hear the music. Well, yeah, sure. We'll be...
Through the year. Thanks.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks. Welcome back. We're already into the third hour of this July 3rd, 2003 live edition. We've got the grandfather of the jury rights movement in America, that juries are to judge the facts and the law, and so are grand juries, to be independent, not part of the prosecution or the judiciary. And he now joins us for this third hour. I want to go over news with Red. I want to get his comments on things. I want to take more calls. But a very interesting point, and I forgot to ask you, Chris, is Hank in Florida still there? Good. Hank was called into a talk show, and when he was online, he said another show, and he heard buttons being pushed and somebody breathing. Well, that's the call screener or the other caller. Sometimes they'll air two calls. This happens a lot, okay?
I had another instance on that.
Well, sir, what I'm telling you is they do not physically have the personnel.
Must
You've got
local.
Echelon with, say, 50,000 employees at the NSA. Most of them are on foreign desk watch. And they got a few thousand domestically maximum. They can't listen to all of us or ever do anything with the material. They're announcing they're surveilling us as a chilling effect. It also violates the Fourth Amendment, but it's also as a chilling effect. Red, would you like to comment on this to Hank?
Well, I always said that I would hope that they had my phone tapped, because it's probably the best source of truth that they're going to find.
To hear all the horror stories, the abuse, the evil.
And it gives me a chance, if they're listening, it gives me a chance to talk to somebody else and explain to somebody else what's going on.
And to tell them to have some humanity and not sell out their country for 20
right.
pieces of silver.
Right, right. And I think that they have come to the conclusion that it's not smart to put people on. Because when they listen to these conversations, they're getting an education, and they all they have to do is look around them and see what's going on, and they know that we're telling the truth.
And Red, you worked in a sensitive area of the military. You know about this stuff.
Absolutely.
Tell us about your military service.
Well, that's been a long time ago. I'm 74 years old now. And so it's been a long time ago, but I'll tell you, what I seen, I had a top secret security classification because we were handling, I was in a test outfit, we were handling a lot of pretty sophisticated stuff back then, but the people that I have contact with telling me about what's happening today, like in Area 51 in Nevada and such, it's mind-boggling, the technology that is just literally exploding.
That's why they're so arrogant and are on such incredible power trips. Anything else, Hank?
My daughter in upstate New York was away from her home during the day, and when she got home, the front door was all busted in, and when she called the police, they said that they got a 911 call from her residence. Of course, nobody was there.
And that's their excuse all over the country. They've been caught doing it. You're gone. They claim they get a 911. That's how they get in without the warrant. Red, that's a classic case, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes.
So what happens is the crackhead informant says they saw something there. It's usually a lie. They just want the money. The cops bust in and say, oh, it was a 911 call.
Mm-hmm.
Demand the records of that 911 call. Oh, man. It's amazing. Anything else, Hank?
Appreciate it.
I appreciate you, but don't be afraid, sir. Be afraid of not fighting these people. Red, when we get back, I'm going to go over this new DARPA document and the AP headline, Big Brother, U.S. Wants Surveillance System, admitting the face-scanning cameras, the control grid are watching us, and I want to get your take on that, okay?
Yes.
And yes, folks, we got wide-open phones. You got a question about the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, juries, grand juries, the New World Order, the 16th, the 17th Amendment. Red Beckman is a world expert, so give us a call. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You've got all these fake patriots who think patriotism is submitting to police in black ski masks as they search your house without a warrant, or affixing plastic desecrated American flags made in Chinese slave camps to your car while destroying what the flag symbolizes, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We're going to be back to Red Beckman in about 4 or 5 minutes, and we're going to go to your calls and cover a bunch of news I haven't gotten to. But every time I talk about a government document or a news article, there's a lot of people that say they don't have computers. About half our audience doesn't. And they want to know how to get a piece of information. Yesterday I read an AP article, Big Brother, U.S. Wants Surveillance System, wants it. Again, when they tell you about it, it's already in place. Police can envision limited domestic use of an urban surveillance system that Pentagon is developing. And it goes on, dubbed Combat Zones at Sea. The project is intended to help the U.S. military protect troops and fight in cities overseas. Scientists and privacy experts say the unclassified technology also could easily be adapted to keep tabs on Americans. It's already been deployed, folks. The project's centerpiece would be groundbreaking computer software capable of automatically identifying vehicles by size, color, shape, license tag, or drivers and passengers by face. Most of the cameras on the roads have already been hooked into this software 5 years ago. Now they're saying they might do it, the police might use it. See how they get this done, folks? They said they want to get rid of posse comitatus and put troops on the streets. And they say, I've got the 30-something page DARPA report and this AP report together, it's about 40 pages, where the military admits it's for domestic control, and they've said they want to use troops in America. Think about this. Think about how bad things have gotten here. And if you want the DARPA report, the declassified document, broad board agency announcement 03-15, BAA 0315, Defense Agency Research Project, or DARPA, run by convicted felon Admiral Poindexter. Remember, he said last year that everything you do, every call you make, every email you send, will all be tracked by the computers and by the government in total violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's all a chilling effect. They admitted this. And now they say the cameras and all that are for it. And the RFID tags and the clothes at the store and all of this. So, if you want this report and the AP article, get out to your friends and family. We've got a special today because it's, and we hardly ever do this where we send out a free document. You can just have the document if you want it. But you'll also get it free if you get the two citizen rule books that have the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution, jury nullification, The Power of the Jury, The Grand Jury, famous quotes, little color-covered booklet, 70-something pages. Two of those, two silver dollars that are both worth $8 apiece for $24.95. Okay, that's at cost for Ted Anderson, and you get the document for free along with it. We'll spring Ted up for 3 or 4 minutes of dragging him on the air. Ted, I hope people will get the citizen rule books and the silver dollars and get the free document. This is so important, especially on the eve of the 4th of July. How do folks do it?
Well, as simple as this. They give us a call at 888-294-6187. That's 888-294-6187. The reason why we put the silver dollars into this particular brochure, these are the silver dollars back in the 1920s. Actually, the silver dollar has been used in the United States for years previous to that. It is the measurement and unit of constitutional money here in the United States. This Federal Reserve stuff that we use now obviously doesn't even come close to what the Constitution requires for currency here in the United States.
So it's a great educational tool, plus it's a great primer that shows you the Bill of Rights, Constitution, descriptions of it, famous quotes, jury nullification, two of those booklets, two silver dollars, $24.95, and a free DARPA report along with the AP article sent to you folks, and people need to call. What's the number, Ted?
Well, the number is 888-294-6187. Call for the report. I mean, call for the Constitution brochures, too. Maybe you know all the, you know, the layout of the Constitution of the United States, but what about your children? What about your relatives?
Yeah, you can have the report if you call. They'll send it to you free, but we suggest you get it free as well with the two silver dollars, the two citizen rule books. That number, 888-294-6187, 888-294-6187. Take advantage of this now, folks.
Yep, and, you know, the thing is the proceeds of this thing, too, is going to go to support the Alex Jones Show.
Well, what happens is it's about cost for you when you do this, but then you make a donation to the support of the network through Midas Resources to this show. And what we're doing, Ted Anderson, of course, is the founder and the owner of the GCN Radio Network and Midas Resources. Please take action, folks. And they also have a special gold deal, but they won't harangue you if you just want the free report or just want the citizen rule books. But if you do want the gold, they got a great deal on it. Real quick, tell them about that, Ted.
Well, we do have $10 liberties available right now at this time. It's a great coin to use. This is the coin that was actually first introduced. They called it the Eagle Coin right after the Declaration of Independence. It was one of the first coins.
So for $10, you got a half ounce of 99.99 gold. And now what do you get for $10?
Well, it's $2.81 right now, so obviously.
Exactly. That shows the inflation.
Yeah, the currencies have eroded away quite a bit. But the $10 gold piece, this is the $10 gold piece that was first issued by the United States as money. This particular group of coins go all the way back into the late 1800s, the early 1900s. Beautiful gold coins to have in your pocket.
These are numismatic. They also have collector value.
They have collector value. They're exempt from the 6045 ruling, which requires me to take your Social Security numbers. They're exempt from the confiscation of the 1933. There's a lot of things.
Private, portable. What's the other P? Private, portable.
It's private and portable. It's something that you can use in as money no matter where you are in the world.
And liquid. You could fall out of an airplane and... The pygmies would accept it.
Yeah, it's just completely liquid. I mean, you take a look at the stock market bubble that just burst, and now we have a real estate bubble that's been created by these low interest rates, and that's about ready to break as well because it's all refinancing. And we're looking at, unemployment just went up to 6.4 from 6.1 nationally. I mean,
by the way, it's at record levels, and it doesn't count those that have gone off the rolls.
You know, it doesn't even take a brain to figure out that you need something that isn't attached to this economy. And gold,
especially with the new colored money coming out, they're going to restrict the money supply. It's meant to cause an implosion. We have the World Bank IMF documents. It's a great deal. Take advantage of the half-ounce gold coins, the great price. And also, while you're making that call, get the citizen rule books, the silver dollars, or the free report, 888-294-6187, 888-294-6187. Ted, have a good 4th of July, my friend.
Yeah, you too, Alex, and thanks for Red Beckman bringing up such good material on this network.
God bless you, Ted. Ted Anderson, the founder of this network, put his life, his treasure, his honor, everything he's got into this network, and the listenership he still airs that ad from like 2 years ago where he goes, the listenership's increased by 200%. Well, you know why they keep running that ad year after year? Because it keeps going up 200 to 300% each year. How do we know that? We have ratings from stations. that gets that, and most importantly, we have the Internet that gives us total numbers of hits a day. There are hundreds of thousands of individual people that listen each day just on the Internet. This show is number one on Shoutcast against AP Network News, giant networks, routinely, and that's just one of our three streams. You count all our streams up, even when the show's number two or three or number four on the listings, you add stream two and stream three, we're almost always number one out of 3,580-plus radio stations and networks. I'm not bragging. Red, that means that people are hungry for the truth, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a lot of concerned Americans out there. There's a lot of Americans that have lost their jobs because of NAFTA and GATT and all these other things.
And they told us that would be great for the economy.
And those people, they lost their jobs, and they want to know why. And so the word is available. The truth is available.
Absolutely. Red, putting in a plug here, the Citizens Rule Book, your ideas, your information helped form that. One out of Arizona that we offer that has the jury nullification information.
Yes.
Is the Citizen Rule Book from Arizona one of the better ones?
Absolutely. I helped design that thing.
Absolutely. And Ted's in a lot of offers where those are free as well, but today they're part of the package. Folks, okay, Red, I want to come back in the next segment and take some calls. Also want to talk about the rightful place of government, but you talk about this gullible mass that empowers the evil through compartmentalization. You also talk about how a lot of government agents are waking up when they check out this information, like Joe Bannister. Can you tell us about Joe Bannister?
Yes, Joe Bannister, of course, was a criminal investigator for the IRS. He's a CPA, a college graduate, of course, and he was listening to a talk show, and there were some things said on that talk show that got his interest, and so he investigated and discovered that he was working for a criminal agency.
For 2 years, he heard it was private, run for profit, offshore accounts, IMF World Bank, heard a show he respected with people on, going over the evidence. He took 2 years to investigate it, and then the IRS basically admitted to him it was true.
Yes. And he's not alone. There's, over the past several years, I've been contacted by two former CIA pilots who had discovered that they were flying drugs in CIA airplanes.
Well, we've had them on the show. I mean, it's been public.
Yes.
Terry Reed and others, and Terry Reed's a big guy at WorldNet Daily.
Yes.
He was there. You know, he worked in Vietnam, a patriot, anti-communist, unloading stuff at MENA, Clinton and Bush involved, giant crates of cocaine daily.
Yep. And so the word is getting out, and we just have to hope and pray, that enough get the word so that when the New World Order, when they try to make their final surge. And
that'll come after a terrorist attack they launch.
Yes. So that the American people, that we'll be ready, we'll have enough people supporting our position. One of the things I need to mention...
Stay there. Mention it after the break, Red. We're so honored to have you. And later we are going to tell you about his incredible videos and books Red Beckman puts out. I mean, you're talking about the granddaddy of the modern movement with factual documentation. He just took time out to read the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We'll be right back with Red Beckman. Be sure and visit my website, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to the M2K Talk Archive.
Red Beckman is our guest. He's the guy that founded the Fully Informed Jury Association. He's the grandfather of it. And it's simply the fact that the juries are another form of voting, and so are the grand juries. And that's what the Constitution says, the Magna Carta says. They're taking that away now. You wanted to make a point before we go to Bob, Paul, Rick, and others, Red.
How's that again?
You were wanting to make a point in the last segment when we hit the break.
Talking about all this military now, they want all this surveillance, all these cameras and everything. I addressed some of that in my last book, the 14th chapter. I asked the question, the heading on the chapter is, is the federal government a false god? In theological world, they talk about our Heavenly Father as having omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. And the omniscience, of course, was that our Heavenly Father is all-knowing. Every false god in history has always tried to gain as much information so that they have all the information about people.
Now, let me stop you, Red. You are very astute, obviously. When Lord of the Rings Two Towers came out, they pointed out the Total Information Awareness Network, the admitted Pentagon system to watch the American people, said it would be all-knowing. Their symbol was a burning, all-seeing eye radiating the earth. USA Today and the Washington Post, it isn't just Red Beckman or Alex Jones that pointed this out. They said, this is the government wanting to be the all-seeing eye of Sauron on a total power trip. They want to be gods. Because the DARPA website talked about, quote, a godlike omnipotent power. That shows the delusional nature of these people. And you wrote this last book years ago before they said and did all this. How did you know this?
Well, I don't know, but I have always been able to tie what is happening in our world today to Bible history, biblical history, and such. And there's been a lot of systems, political systems in the past that have risen and fallen, and it has always been they want to replace God. They want to, well, we have the contemporary thing, contemporary history with the USSR. The USSR said there is no God creator. And they said
the state is God.
They said the state is God, and of course it was dissolved. Now, this is so ironic, and people just do not understand what happened. The USSR was one of two great world powers at the point where they were dissolved overnight. They were considered one of two great world powers, and they were dissolved overnight. And people don't understand why, and the answer is very simple. It was a false god, and it reached a point where it could no longer answer the prayers of those who prayed to that false god.
And so it just fell back into basic corruption, and
yes,
because the bankers were done with it, and now they've moved on with it here, but they plan to have it more sophisticated, drugging the population, using propaganda, what they call imperial mobilization in the PNAC documents. Red, have you heard about the PNAC documents where Bush and Cheney wrote public documents before 9-1-1 that they needed a terrorist attack to invade Iraq and other countries, and that,
yes,
they talked about imperial mobilization and a new world order?
Yes. And, I mean, if a person is observant of and he's watching, you can find that most of this evidence that you need to prove all this,
well,
it's available.
My dad is a successful businessman, doctor, consultant, and he had to learn the law dealing with these big medical firms and the things he does. I remember him about 10 years ago going, son, did you know that we worship at court? Because, you know, he goes in for some cases and does some advising. He says that the courts will do what you want sometimes if you worship them. He said, of course, I don't do this. But he said, look in these filings and documents. You pray to the judge.
Yes.
We pray to the court. And it's right there. And they've taken the Roman law and replaced our biblical law, the Mosaic that led into the Magna Carta Constitution. When did that shift happen to the black robes and praying to the judge? It sounds bizarre, but that's all the lawyers know this, Red.
Yes, and, you know, we had a case, and I don't remember exactly where it was at, but one of the defendants was trying to defend himself, and he approached the bench a little too close, and they have that table out in front of the bench, and the judge warned him. He says, don't touch the altar. Don't touch that altar.
And they build them like a Greek or Roman temples.
Yes, absolutely. And so I'm working on another book, talking, the title of the book is The Rise and Fall of the Federal God in Russia.
Incredible. The Rise and Fall of the Federal God. Stay there, Reverend. We're going to talk to Bob, Paul, and Rick when we get back. And we're going to plug your books and tapes that are just mucho powerful. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
If you can believe it, I was just flipping through the cable channels and came across MSNBC during the last three-minute break, and they had some piece about the different goals 2000, how the feds want to decide what your kids will be by the fifth grade. And so the pilot school, where they're going to train them to be special tax police, just like they have in Russia, and I've covered this before and seen other reports on it, and they were showing how good Russia is, how they train the kids how to be secret police. I mean, folks, stuff's getting so nuts now. It has nothing to do with stopping terrorists. Well, it's just out of control. We're about to go to Bob, Paul, Rick, David, and others here in just a few minutes. And before Red leaves us, I want to go over some of the things in Patriot Act and discuss this with Red Beckman. But before we go back to Red Beckman, just briefly, I have produced 9 full-length feature documentary films, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, Details of the Globalist, carried out September 11th to scare us into submission. It gives a history of government-sponsored terrorism, official U.S. government plans to carry out 9-1-1 attacks, including remote control hijacking aircraft and flying them into buildings. I'm talking ABC Nightly News. I'm talking Baltimore Sun. Articles before 9-1-1, okay? I got FEMA on there saying the founding fathers are all terrorists, all Christians are terrorists. Their training manuals where they say homeschoolers, gun owners are terrorists. I got them arresting women at checkpoints on the road for having pocket constitutions. The police saying this may be illegal. I have the insanity of these criminals and their useful idiots that think this is normal, who've been titrated, incrementally trained to accept all this. I have it in The Road to Tyranny. It's my best film. I've got other great films like Police State 3, Total Enslavement, that's just out, covers Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terror. I have my book, 9-1-1, Descent into Tyranny, covering 9-1-1. It's excellent. It's $12, 230 pages. The films are $25.95, and they're an average of about 2 hours and 20 minutes long. You need to get them. Police State 3 is 2 hours and 40 minutes. You really get 3 films in one. I suggest you watch it in 52-minute blocks. Support the show. Get the films. Make copies for non-profit, not-for-sale, educational purposes. Air them on Access TV. Give them to everybody and know that we are unlocking minds. Join us in history, please, before the globalists go to the next phase. And believe me, it'll affect all of you, whether you fight them or serve them. The toll-free number to order my films is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. We can't do it all. Alex Jones can't do it all. Ted Anderson can't do it all. Red Beckman can't do it all. We need you to be on the front lines of the info war. There's not a question. Once you see the facts, you've got to get involved in this. There isn't a question. It's about survival. You're safer fighting the enemy than groveling and licking its boots. So 888-253-3139. Make that call. Get the films. Make a Declaration of Independence resolution to get in the fight. We're about to go to Bob, Paul, Rick, David, and others. But Red, before we go any further, you've written a bunch of books, a bunch of pamphlets, great videos. We've aired them here in Austin on cable. What would you recommend for folks? We've had you on before, and you recommended some of the, you know, real walls in our minds and other stuff. What would you recommend for the listeners to order from your great operation today?
Well, we'll make the same offer that we've always made on radio, talk radio. That is, anybody that will send us $3 $1 bills, we'll send them a copy of Walls in Our Minds. And when they get that, they will also get a brochure or an order blank listing the other products that we have, the videos and the books. But the little book, Walls in Our Minds, is so powerful. It's it's a tremendous, tremendous value.
It's about a paradigm shift.
It is a tremendous value, and it's small, 64 pages or something like that. And $3 will get you a copy. The postage is over a dollar, so it's not a moneymaker for us. But if people will order that, and, of course, the address to order it from is Common Sense Press, P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana, 59103. And they'll get the list of all the other products that we have available. So I hope that a lot of people will take this on. Gamble $3. It'll be the best $3 you ever spent.
Give that address out twice slowly, because I'm going to get a bunch of calls and emails asking for it.
Sure. It's Common Sense Press, P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana, 59103. That's P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana, 59103.
All right, folks, it's excellent. Take advantage. Let's talk to Bob in New York. Thanks for holding. Then Paul, Rick, David, and others. Go ahead, Bob.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome, sir.
More doublespeak from CNN. I watch this stuff and it disgusts me sometimes, but what they were talking about is how the Supreme Court is the ultimate determiner of the constitutionality of law, which is such doublespeak. I mean, the people of the United States are the ultimate interpreters of
the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Ninth Amendment state that it's the rules of God's nature. And, again, the Supreme Court ruled black people weren't human beings. Did that mean we had to go along with it?
Absolutely.
The Supreme Court ruled you could do medical experiments on prisoners. The Supreme Court ruled that they could take Indians and put them in camps and give them smallpox. The Supreme Court ruled that they ruled that killing babies is okay, and I'm sick of it. Red Beckman, any comments?
I like to hear people talk like that. The U.S. Supreme Court was only supposed to deal with disputes between the states, and they're getting into all kinds of things that where they don't belong. They don't have any authority. And I hope to see the day when the Supreme Court and that entire court system is, you know, we reach a point where we have a total overhaul of that part of our government.
Well, there are a bunch of political whores that are appointed. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat. Government gets bigger, tyranny gets larger, and they keep empowering all these treaties and saying the EU and the World Court is the authority. I've got AP articles where they go, oh, we'll follow your orders.
Yes.
Hey, Alec.
Yes, sir.
And last week the Supreme Court reversed themselves again in something that they had done less than 20 years ago, and that was that homosexual case out of Texas. It's one thing to reverse themselves after 100 years or so, but to reverse themselves in less than 20 years is rather significant.
Yeah, this is a conservative court. Yes, Bob.
One of the best novels I've ever read in terms of understanding what the Constitution is all about was a book of fiction which is filled with the truth called Crashmaker. It was written by Dr. Edwin Vieira, and it's so telling. I know it's a very long book, but I recommend people order it.
Have you read Crashmaker, Red?
No, I haven't.
Well, that's an unbelievable work of art, and actually it's a unbelievable work of hopefulness. It's about an individual who gains control and gets some inside information on the Fed and kind of runs everything down, but he takes all that money and uses it to throw the bums out, should I say.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Paul, where are you calling us from today?
Alec.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Great. Where are you calling from?
Missouri.
Go ahead.
Red, I want to say hi to you, too. And I can't believe the way the, on your show, I've listened probably for 3 months or so, and, you know, if somebody would know it, they'd say that, oh, you're almost a madman, because it's amazing until it hits home, and then somebody goes to your website that you just think, oh, is Alex for real out there, you know? And then once I saw your website, I was absolutely astounded.
Hey, when I say the Patriot Act affects all citizens for any crime, secret arrest, secret execution, I post the bill and list the subsections you should read, and I point you to the Library of Congress. When I say...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just amazing that you've got the documentation, and I think, you know, for somebody like me, like, Alex, I don't get in trouble with the police. I just don't live that kind of lifestyle, you know? And, but the way the government and the things, the where we're moving towards, it is absolutely frightening nowadays. And, you know, for example, I did get a speeding ticket here a couple of years ago, didn't pay it, but I got stopped the other night, and I was surprised. You know, I was nice to the officer, and he said, hey, got to take you in. Then they asked me if they could search my vehicle. I said, no. You know, no, I didn't have anything in there. They said, fine. Then there was some, I think she's a lesbian cop, but that's, you know, neither here nor there. But she said, well, tell it then. I thought, well, what?
Well, I guarantee you they did what they call an inventory and searched it. And look,
oh, no. And I was
the
surprised.
Point is, people say, well, you shouldn't speed, it's dangerous. The point is, I'd rather have the danger of petty things and the big danger of a big corrupt government. And I would add the caveat to that, that they ship the heroin and cocaine in and then bust down our doors looking for it.
Right. And since when do they have the right just to search your vehicle, and where else is it going to go to?
Well, they don't have the right to do that, Paul, but they're training. And look, this is how it works. The National Seatbelt Initiative of 1998, I put it in Police State 2000, I read the thing in horror, like a 40-page report. Part three of the plan said this was to build hardened checkpoints so we can search vehicles, internal toll roads. We're going to have citizen volunteers, but compulsory volunteers. They've now got the bill, S-89, out there helping run the checkpoints. And in the last big National Seatbelt Initiative, they had the volunteers out. And it says in part three, we're going to go ahead and search the car and find guns and drugs. They mix guns with drugs psychologically. And so there's the plan. They call it the Amber Alert System. Well, I work in radio. It's called EAS. It was put in 97. It's a FEMA takeover system. And now the billboards and radio are having anti-gun, anti-terror messages. You know, it's nothing to do with lost kids. So, see, they always have an excuse so the cop feels okay and the culture accepts it. This is part of the brainwashing, isn't it, Red?
Yes. Very much so.
Alex, all I got to say is just keep up the good work. And I, you know, I realize you can't do this fight alone, but, you know, the American people have to wake up. They absolutely have to wake up because this is absolutely getting crazy anymore. Just want to commend you, Alex. You take care.
Thank you. Red, let me read you this article, and then we're going to go to Rick and David and others that are holding. This is out of Reuters today, Infowars.com. School sued over hidden cameras. A Tennessee school allowed security cameras to film children undressing in locker rooms and then store the images on a computer accessible through the Internet, according to a lawsuit by the group of angry parents. The stored images of video and photos were accessed as far away as North Carolina. A lawsuit filed last week in federal court in Nashville seeks $4.2 million in damages. I misread that earlier. It's a four in front of the two. I printed it a little blurb. The parents contend the school system violated students' rights by putting hidden cameras in the boys' and girls' locker rooms at Livingston Middle School. The cameras reportedly captured students ages 10 to 14 in various stages of undress. Showers, you name it. The parents have been devastated by the conduct of the school officials, by the videotaping, by the breach of trust at attorney Mark Carlos, who represents the parents of the 16 girls and one boy. Chuck Gagel, lawyer for Overton County Schools, said he would not comment. EduTech Incorporated, the company that installed the surveillance cameras in several Overton school systems, also was named in a lawsuit, officials said, but the company had no comment. Parents learned of the cameras when a student reported a suspicious device in the school in Livingston, about 130 kilometers east of Nashville. The lawsuit contends the images captured by the cameras and stored on a hard drive in the office of the assistant principal could be accessed from remote computers by the Internet. It claims the computer password security had not been changed from the factory default setting. The images were reportedly accessed 98 times between July 2002 and January 2003, sometimes late at night and early in the morning, and through Internet providers in Tennessee and South Carolina. William Needham, director of Overton County Schools, said the assistant principal had been transferred to another school system. But this is what... Now, look, the Michigan parks had put them in the bathrooms. In 1984, Red, cameras were in the bathrooms. That seems so pass, you know, so bizarre and unbelievable. Now it's passe. Cameras on our naked children. They force 6-year-olds to have sexual examinations done, and it turned out it was people connected to pedophile groups. The Miami Herald reported last year that the people running the missing kid database for the CPS for thousands of missing kids they had were convicted pedophiles, linked it to a ring and child murder. But it's in the news one time. How can it get this horrible, Red?
It is just absolutely so vile. It is so vile. It just absolutely violates every
canon.
Everything that we were ever taught as far as morality and such. It just violates everything. And you have to understand that for everyone that has been, you might say, caught in the act.
There's 100 others.
How many are there that are not being, you know, exposed?
Crime statistics show that for every one person they catch, they say 10 in some cases, but that's a murder. It's 1 out of 112. I usually just round down to 100. And of the 112 criminal operations, they're committing crimes on a routine basis, so it's in the thousands.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But they won't say they took the cameras out, Red.
And then they wonder why people want to take their children and homeschool them.
And have you heard they're trying to claim that's illegal now to homeschool as the homeschoolers win all the spelling bees?
Yeah. Right. The geography bees and everything else.
They're total scumbags.
Yeah.
But did you see the Miami Herald article where they had 187 pedophiles in the top positions running the CPS, and there's like 3,000 kids missing, and they find some of them dead, others given to... I mean, I can't even mention what they do to these kids.
Yeah.
That's the Miami Herald. It's not speculation.
Mm.
Shouldn't that be top story every day, but instead it's one article?
It should be top story all across the country. Yeah.
Red, they now admit they're planning to start satellite tracking and taxation of cars, and the hardware is already in all new cars. That sounds fun, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my. And you know, it's just mind-boggling for the American people to hear the story of 911 and how those airplanes were controlled by remote control, and it wasn't the hijackers that flew those airplanes.
They found the hijackers alive, their houses and cars and credit cards paid for by the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
The CIA was running a drill that morning, Red, according to the Associated Press, of flying hijacked jets into buildings.
Yeah.
They so happened to be running a drill that morning and ordered NORAD to stand down, but it's all coincidental, right?
Yeah.
Huh. Final segment with Red Beckman. We'll take two final calls for him as well. Everybody stay there. Hey, folks.
Thanks.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and back to 9 to midnight, I do this show. Thanks for joining us. We're about to take two final calls. I'm sorry, that's all we have time for is Rick and David. For Red Beckman, though, one more question. This is the Washington Times. Black boxes for cars, a surprise, because people are being surprised that police are now going in and using their data recorders that have been in all the cars for the last 8 years, called the Delphi system, oh, the all-knowing, again, Oracle system, to track and trace and charge us criminally, and oh, guess what, it's got a satellite tracker in it. I already mentioned the satellite tracker boxes. They're now saying they're getting ready to tax us with this. They're going to purposely implode the states, make them do this for money, federally administered. That doesn't just violate the Fourth Amendment. It also is a giant taxation mode. I mean, what are these people going to put up with, Red?
Yeah. How long are they going to sit by and let this happen?
I mean, they put the infrastructure in and then announce it.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Let's talk to Rick in Texas and then David in wherever he's calling from. Go ahead, Rick.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Two quick points. Brazil, the largest country in Latin America, has just elected an America-hating communist, Lula da Silva, and got a congratulatory note from the Council of Foreign Relations. Second point.
But see, that's the paradigm. They create the fake right-wing movement. The counter is then communists taking over, and the so-called right-winger CFR congratulate them.
Yes. Second point, the Supreme Court now says it's okay to discriminate against white Americans wanting to enter into college. And there's been no protest from the American people that the Supreme Court is saying it's all right to discriminate against
white. Well, the news doesn't show you the protest. They create the illusion. Read any comments to that?
No, I didn't understand the question.
He's talking about the affirmative action ruling.
Oh, yes. Again, the Supreme Court is dealing in areas where they don't belong or they don't have any authority.
Of course, that's according to that Constitution. And
sure.
FEMA says, Red, have you seen The Road to Tyranny?
No.
You haven't seen my film where FEMA says the Founding Fathers are terrorists?
No, I haven't seen that.
Have you seen any of my videos?
I've seen one or two in the past. I'm not much for watching videos.
I hear you. I need to get those to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty bad to have FEMA on tape saying that all the Founding Fathers are terrorists, though.
Well, that's sacrilegious.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Thank you for your tapes, and keep up the good work.
Let me ask you a question. Rick, have you seen FEMA say that in Road to Tyranny?
Yes. And I believe also on the 911 tape.
Yeah, it's 911 Road to Tyranny, exactly. My point is, this is documented. David, you're on the air, and I guess you're calling from Illinois. Go ahead, David, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex, I think that's great that you're exposing the New World Order and government cover-ups. And I'd just like to say, with it being, you know, the day before 4th of July, what do you think would happen if New York was hit with, like, a nuclear bomb?
Oh, if the globalists carry out a terrorist attack and then pose as our saviors? Red, what do you think will happen after the next big terror attack that the military-industrial complex is going to launch? What do you think will happen?
Well, I think it'll be bigger than the last one. You go back and you watch the progression. You know, Ruby Ridge and
World Trade Center, Oklahoma City,
and 911. Everyone gets a little bigger than the last one.
To train us to accept the tyranny. Well, the CFR just said on Monday we will be attacked again. They say maybe on 4th of July. I hope not. Keep your eyes out for feds, folks. Red Beckman, I want to thank you for coming on. I want to thank you, David, for the call. Red, what's your mailing address again for $3 to get your book, your booklet, Walls in Our Minds?
It's Common Sense Press, P.O. Box 1544, Billings, Montana, 59103. And anybody that'll send $3 $1 bills, why, we'll send them the book, Walls in Our Minds.
All right. Red, I want to thank you for spending two and a half hours with us today, and God bless you and your wife.
We need your prayers, and our prayers are with you.
Thank you. Keep up the great work. I tell you, what a great man, one of the longest-time fighters and most on-target people out there, Red Beckman. I'm Alex Jones saying bye-bye until tonight and bye-bye until tomorrow.